Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide. Excited to have you here and excited to keep jumping into some of this social media stuff. And I want to bring you back to last May. You know, it is so interesting because so many of you look at me and really say, oh, you have it all together. You're doing everything perfect on social media. And I want you to know, actually, some of you have said it for years, but I want you to know, and I want to show you or tell you, I guess, where that really changed. I think I've shared about Vincent Puglisi before, and it was about 18 months ago almost, and it was May of 2024. And that's what I'm going to talk about on this episode, because during that time, I was posting on social media, but it was not consistently. So again, what have I told you about the last couple weeks is people are not being consistent. So I still remember we were on a mastermind call and Vincent yelled at me, and I mean, he didn't really yell, guys, but it felt like yelling. And he was very upset, and I will never forget him saying, John, you are the social media guy for realtors. Isn't it funny hearing this now, right? You're the social media guy for realtors, and you don't tell people about this enough. And of course, I was grumpy and argued at first, and because I'm that kind of, pupil student, like for with him as the coach, I have a lot of excuses, guys. I've made a lot of excuses in my career or over time, and eventually I have learned to just stop arguing with him. He knows a lot better than me, and he probably knows me better than almost anyone in my life, except my wife, obviously. But I remember him saying, you're not posting enough. And I argued for a few weeks, and then I remember that I, at one point, this was probably mid-May, you know, so probably about this time, whatever, 15 months ago, 16, and I remember finally saying, you're right, I haven't done it. And so I want you guys to understand that social media is not a lukewarm game, right? You know, at the time, I wanted to help more buyers and sellers build my, you know, downline, grow my membership and whatever. And also, you know, be able to teach this stuff, but you cannot teach it when you are not doing it consistently. You know, the big thing I think that changed my perspective was, how could I teach others about social media when I was not consistent? Imagine if I'm on this podcast saying to you guys, oh, you need to do it in your business. I became an icon agent. I did all this. And again, maybe if you're an icon agent, you have your strategy, but imagine, let's just say I'm struggling, right? And then I'm like, but I'm not posting consistently. Well, who's going to want to learn from that? I realized I had to stop pretending I was consistent and actually be consistent. I had to stop ghosting my audience and show up even when I didn't feel like it. And I didn't want to be one of those people who talked about being consistent, but didn't do it. So that day, whatever it was, I remember deciding, and this was May of 2024, I remember deciding, I'm doing it. One post every single day, no excuses. Right, and now, 17 months later, the content buckets that we talked about last week help a ton with that, and you can do it. But over time, everything has shifted. I got more confident on video, right? The reps matter. I started telling better stories. I wasn't just posting to post. People started DMing me saying, I feel like I know you. Referrals came in. Agents started reaching out to me about joining the Wolfpack or my social media group. People joined the membership group because they've seen the success I had on social media. And they saw me teaching others how to do it. I never said buy from me or join me. I just showed up with value and in an authentic way. So here's what you need to know. Consistency wins. But it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows, right? There were days I didn't feel like posting. There were weeks where I wondered if it was working. There were moments where I was stressed about family, business, health, whatever, and still had to show up. Now, sometimes the algorithm felt off, sometimes engagement tanked, but I reminded myself, I am not doing this for likes. I'm doing this to build trust. So I also need you guys to understand something. I am absolutely not perfect. I would never try to make you believe that I was. But here's what happens. So I committed that day to post every day. Guess what, guys? I didn't post every single day. I still remember like Mother's Day I took off, and my birthday I took off that June. So Mother's Day in May and then June, and felt like, oh my gosh, I took days off. But here's what's interesting. When you're basically committed to a process, no, I have not posted 365 days a year, but sometimes multiple times a day. And I am posting a ton more consistently, right? If you go back through my Facebook and you go back to last May, I would bet you that 99% of the time I have posted. So I'm not perfect, right? I don't believe anyone outside of Jesus Christ was perfect, right? So I will never be perfect. But guess what? 99% or even 98% or 95% is much better than what I was doing prior to May of 2024. And I sure as heck know it is much better than almost all of you are doing, right? So you need to be consistent. You need to commit to something. And you just got to decide, I'm going to do this. You know, it's very interesting. As I talk to so many of you, as I've talked to you guys about social media the last few weeks, which is kind of where this series started, about jumping back into some stuff I hadn't talked about in a while, I'll be honest with you guys, I'm shocked by the excuses, right? We talked about the harsh truth at the end of August and early September, right? The harsh truth is some of you are absolutely nuts because you're listening to this. You know that it works. You know from my story that it works, but you do not do it. So even listening to this, have you ever actually done the work? Have you listening to this actually done the work? And I would encourage you with that, you know, and I know that's some tough love. I would really encourage you to think about that, because for some of you, maybe you don't need more ideas. Maybe you don't need to be listening to this podcast. Honestly, maybe you need to go do what you already know you should be doing, right? You guys know it. You know it. Almost every realtor that I coach, they know how to win. They know that social media is a part of that. And it's almost like it's not a priority. Some of you treat social media, oh, this one's going to hurt. Some of you treat social media like you treat your family. Some of you wonder why your wife or husband or kids are frustrated at you, but you give them no time. You do not prioritize the relationship. You don't, right? And then you wonder why your kids don't know you. Your wife, you know, is frustrated, all these different things. You don't understand it. Well, let me tell you, you have not made it a priority. And when you don't make people a priority, they feel like a pawn. They feel like real estate matters more than them. And so, right, let's just kind of get, and again, always your family should come first. Always, always, right? Number one bucket for me, number one priority. I have a date night with my wife every single week. It's a non-negotiable. I try my best to spend individual time with the kids, you know, once a month, and also time with the kids every single week, right? As I recorded this, we just kind of got through the weekend or getting through the weekend. Well, guess what? We did a lot of fun stuff this weekend because my kids are home from school and they're a priority, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, you guys have to decide what you're willing to do. So anyway, the marriage piece and family piece is important because what gets measured gets managed. There are so many realtors that I talk to and they're like, yeah, I need to post on social media. And it's like the last thing on their agenda. I got to be honest with you guys, except for like helping my wife, serving the Lord, making sure my kids are alive every day and all that. Social media is like the number one priority in my business. Why? Because I've seen that it works. So all of you, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You're like, oh my gosh, I need to do social media. You never put in your calendar. You never make time for it. You never prioritize it. And then you're wondering, why isn't social media working? Like, I hope as you hear it that way, you're like, yeah, that is really stupid. Guess what? If you committed to it, if it was in your calendar, odds are it would probably happen. Would it happen 98% of the time or 99 or 95? I don't know, but it would be a lot more than it's happening now. If in your calendar or on your phone, it said, make a social media post about one of the five buckets once a day, and you had 5 or 10 minutes blocked off or 15, it would. All right, that's the preaching for today. I got a little deeper on that than I meant to. I didn't even cover my bullet points yet. So here are the lessons that I learned posting consistently. Again, not perfect, not every day, but the goal is post every day, and I'm at like a 98%, 99% success rate. Here are the lessons from that, okay? That year and a half, 17, 18 months. Consistency wins. Even when no one claps or likes the post or whatever, keep going. The right people are watching. Number two, the other part of that is Facebook. So many of you are on Facebook and that's your main platform, as it should be for almost all of us. The right people are watching. Facebook is full of lurkers. I promise you, Facebook is full of lurkers, but they are watching, and when the time comes, they will reach out to you. Number three, storytelling converts. Facts tell, stories sell. One of my favorite quotes: the better you get at sharing real, raw storytelling moments, the more people will trust you, build a relationship with you, and then, like we said last week, want to do business with you. So, number four, vulnerability matters. The post where I open up about family, burnout, church hurt, struggles, all of that, they get the most interaction, the most people reaching out, right? Number five, go deeper versus wider. I don't need a million views. I need a few right people who see my content and say, I want to work with him. And so do you. This changed my business, but more importantly, it changed me. So let me speak to you, my friend, listening to this. You can do this. You can be consistent, but you have to commit. Don't overthink it. Just share something real. Talk about your life, your clients, your journey, your family, what you love about what you do, what frustrates you sometimes about what you do, right? The person who is consistent will always, always outperform the person who's perfect once in a while. And that's, if we're honest, not to be cocky, that's why I've outperformed so many of you in Lancaster County, because I know hundreds, if not thousands, of realtors in Lancaster County. There's maybe one or two that is more consistent than me at social media. One or two. Maybe if we're lucky, five, right? And that's thousands of realtors. The person who is consistent will always outperform the person who's perfect once in a while. And if this episode encouraged you, I'd love for you to share it with a friend, someone on your team, whatever. And don't forget, again, we are about a month in, it feels like, or just over a month into the YouTube channel with videos Tuesdays and Fridays. It's about real estate, social media, mindset, and I would love to have your support there. So thanks so much. Thanks for kind of being on this journey with me. Thanks. I hope this episode talking about how my journey on social media changed last May helps and encourages you. If I can ever help you or support you, please let me know. Feel free to reach out. But love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you guys next Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.